Will you lay down your life of mind reading?
I have discovered that I have a sinful nature that lives in me. I would like to call it self. One of the things self likes to do is to contrast and compare itself to others through the habit of mind reading. It seems to have this insatiable longing of always being the best.
Then Jesus answered, "Will you really lay down your life for me?" John 13:38.
Understand that self cannot be changed. It cannot be made holy. It can only be exchanged for the nature of Jesus. I bless you to lay self with its behavior pattern of mind reading down by placing it under the authority of Jesus. Do this each time it tries to exercise its habit of mind reading. Do not assume you know what others are thinking of you. Do not read between the lines. Stop gathering information to prove your presupposed point. Quit surmising. Desist from guessing. Allow Jesus to substitute your sinful nature of contrasting and comparing for his own nature of love.
The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Galatians 6:8.
I bless you to grasp that Satan, the master of deception, will take advantage of your habit of mind reading each time. Know that he will use it as an opportunity to drag misinterpretations into your mind, seeing yourself and others in a false light, inserting more than is there. If you allow self to sow to please its sinful nature through mind reading, you will reap misunderstanding and destruction. However, if you sow to please the Spirit, from the Spirit, you will reap life.
However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. Acts 20:21.
I bless you.